Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello there, friends. You are here at Throwback Thursday, September 28th, 2017, where I guarantee you're going to have some fun as I throw back to the past and simpler times. And I start off with the Rhino of the Day, and it is this very cool wooden, I was going to say carved, but it's, I don't know how it's made. It's cut out of something and fired up and kind of burnt on the edges. Very cool wood custom Rhino made for me by Mr. Jeff Smith of JeffWoodworking.com. So I think having something to do with the wow strategy, he says, wow your customers. And there's my website, stevecypress.com. Totally transform your income and lifestyle. There's a slogan I have because I help my clients and anyone that calls me for help. I help them work less hours, have less stress, and make more money. So they transform their income and their lifestyle. And that's jeffwoodworking.com, that Rhino of the Day. Now, be forewarned, Jeff came to a bunch of my events back when I held him up in Chicago, Illinois for years. But he, for some reason, still is stubbornly, I just went to his website to make sure that's the right URL, and he is stubbornly not implementing the WOW strategy. So you won't learn anything about effective marketing or the WOW strategy there, but he's really good at the doing of the business, as pretty much all business owners are. And so if you want to cool wood carving, there you go. Hey, Toby is here. And so let's talk about back. Can you remember back when we could actually watch a football game and just watch a football game? That's hard to believe. But like all the pre-game chatter for the whole week was all about who's going to play and, you know, are they going to run? Are they going to pass? Who's going to win? What's the standings? You know, point spread if you like betting. Or who are you going to put in your lineup if you like fantasy football? But now it's like, who's going to sit? Who's going to kneel? Are they going to stand? So let me throw it back to a simpler time. And I looked, and, you know, when I moved a couple years ago from Chicago down here to way too sunny, although now it's kind of dusk, and beautiful purple sunset out there, Arizona, I gave away a whole bunch of my stuff. And that included some of my, and put it on eBay and whatever, some of my memorabilia from sports days, but I did keep this one. This is only about 10 years old, so it still qualifies for Throwback Thursday. It's 10 years old. It is a DVD, set of two DVDs, The Complete History of the New York Jets, so still sealed in the plastic. I noticed. I think I remember I got this from as a like a Christmas gift. People going, I don't know what to get the guy, but I know he's crazy. He's a fan of the most ridiculous team, the Jets, so let's just get him that. And but now I finally have the opportunity to watch it because I have Sundays with nothing to do because I canceled my DirecTV Sunday ticket. So I will not be able to watch my beloved but miserable Jets play football this year because I'm pretty sure they're so bad that, well, maybe they're on one primetime game or a night game or something. But pretty much I have a lot of hours free. And this is, as it says on the back, this is 6 hours of their greatest plays and their greatest moments in this two DVD set. So, man, I can watch one DVD on one Sunday and one on another, and then I still have nothing to do for the next few months of the football season, but I'm sure I'll find plenty of things to do because I just refuse to watch spoiled millionaire one percenter kids acting as if somehow they got an axe to grind and they have to voice their political opinions on everybody. I don't see... I'm sure, you know, athletes and coaches and team owners, especially those adults, they've had political opinions since there has been politics forever. But I have not seen, like, Jerry Jones or any of these other billionaires come out on the field ever in the history of their owning teams and come out and talk about politics. Like, what is the deal with having to sit through all this sitting and kneeling and all the disrespecting of the country and the national anthem and the anti-Trumpers, and I'm just enough, like I'm out. So I will watch this DVD, which I like the first statement, to be a Jets fan is to have a true heart. And then the next thing says, because they suck. No, It does, that's a translation, but it says it's watching an underdog team mount the greatest upset in sports history. Yeah, that's the only Super Bowl the Jets won 40, almost 50 years ago now. It's standing in the end zone of Shea Stadium cheering on a hobbled legend for a valiant but futile comeback effort. That describes watching Joe Namath, which I did as a kid, come hobbling in off the sidelines with his 17 knee surgeries or 9 or whatever, and bring him back right to the brink of victory and then throw an interception and they lose, because that's what the Jets do. It's watching a team rise to greatness. Not sure of that. Although, they won Super Bowl III, so they rose to greatness. And then seeing its destiny stolen by the fates. I don't know what that means, stolen fates. I mean, crappy coaching, crappy drafting, crappy trading, crappy playing doesn't sound too much like it was stolen by the fates. It just sounds like my beloved but crappy Jets. And then it goes on, to be a Jets fan is to spend each summer dreaming. Haven't done that in a while. And each fall cheering. Okay, yeah, I'll do that on the few plays of the game where the Jets do something good. Believing in men in green and white and waiting for the next championship to arrive. Well, I guess technically I'm waiting for the next championship, right? I don't think I'll be alive. So I don't really think that describes what I do. But anyway, there it is. A 10-year-old DVD set still in the plastic, the complete history, which now does not include the last 10 years. So like the latest thing, they're all happy about Curtis Martin and Herman Edwards, like coach and star running back from a decade ago. Now, I have a feeling it would not include highlights of who is disrespecting the national anthem and who's just playing football, for crying out loud. But that's it for Throwback Thursday, so you also enjoy your weekend with or without watching spoiled millionaires take a knee for something they don't even know what they're protesting and have to be subjected to that nonsense. Don is here. Great to see you, and Toby as well. I don't see any questions, comments, concerns, issues, anything. That'll do it for Throwback Thursday. I'll see you back here tomorrow for Foundation Friday. And I do have a really good Foundational Friday tip for you to help you make more money in your business more easily with less stress and therefore to improve your income and your lifestyle, just like Jeff Smith of Jeff Smith. Jeff Woodworking.com put right on here onto this custom wooden rhino that he made especially for me. Very cool. My rhino and me will say over and out for today. See you back here tomorrow on Foundation Friday. Thanks for being here today. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.